Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special call today. And so happy to be here with everyone, including, of course, you know, Zora and Billy are here as well. But we have a very, very special call today. It's how to be able to wake up our friends and families, those that are part, that are asleep, etc. I have a couple more people to call into our call. So just give me a bit. Give me about another minute and I shall call you in. Okay. I'll get back on the show. So just hang in there for 1 second. All right. Let me see. I might have the wrong number here. Let's see. Oh, maybe I did that. Maybe I did that one wrong. Okay, so here we go. All right, let's try that again. I'm bringing in the panelists now, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Stan. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Jane.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold for a second. I've got one of our other guests to come in, so hang in there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. One last one, everyone. This is going to be an exciting call. So... okay. Okie dokie. And here we go. Last caller coming in.
Hi, this is Terry.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to our Blog Talk Show. So,
hi, Jane.
Hi. Okay, so hang in there. We're going to get the show started right now. Okay. So hi, everybody. So thank you to our panelists for being here on our call today. And I will go ahead and unmute everyone. So this call really is all about how to be able to, you know, we understand the matrix. Normal people don't understand that they're in the matrix, especially if they don't know the information that we have. We also have people that are our relatives and friends that don't want to talk to us, don't want to hear anything about what we have to say. So this call hopefully will assist everyone to be able to understand maybe some different ideas and different ways of how they do it and what they may suggest also for you. So we will start with our panelists who will introduce themselves, a little bit of their bio, and then we're going to open up the call for Q&A. Okay, so Q&A is coming from all of you. So the ones, all of you that are listening to this call, this is really for you. So if you have any questions in regards to maybe a comment that you wanted to insert in this process of helping to for people to wake up, please come on and raise your hand. All you have to do is press 1 and your hand will be raised and I'll be able to call on all of you, on each of you. So again, this is our call for all of you, for all of us actually, to get ideas and information on how to be able to wake up our loved ones, because they're all brothers and sisters of ours anyways, okay? All right, so let's go ahead and I will go ahead and open up the lines and we'll introduce them to you and we'll go from there. Okay. All right. Let's see. Oh, you know what? I forgot. I got to call in Zoraya or Zora to the call. So just in case we may need a little bit of assistance there. Oh, my gosh. Okay, here we go.
Can't leave the big cheese out.
Let me see. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and call Zoraya in. Okay. So as we're waiting for Zoraya to pick up the line, I will be asking again, and we'll go ahead and get started with Dr. Tom, who will tell us a little bit about who he is, even though most of us already know for the most part. Sorry, let me see if Zoraya is going to... Hello? Okay, Zoraya.
Hello.
Everybody is here. So I'm going to introduce our panelists now. And then, of course, we're going to ask you also before we really get started. Before we get started right now, so why don't we go ahead before I introduce everyone. Let's go ahead and do a 5-4-3-2-1. That'll be our meditation to get everybody energized and flowing on this particular call for today. So I will go ahead and let you and your dad start the program with our 5-4-3-2-1 boost of energy. All yours, Raya.
5-4-3-2-1, receive.
5-4-3-2-1, we all receive.
5-4-3-2-1, I receive. We all receive.
And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are in complete peace and joy and harmony and prosperity. And we know it.
Yeah.
I feel that. Feel that energy going in. And we shall begin. Okay. All right, Zoraya. Okay, you're here. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute real quick. And we are going to go ahead and get the show started. And I shall bring in Dr. Tom. So Dr. Tom, hello. I'm going to bring all of the guests in as well. So you're all open. So Dr. Tom, if you will, tell us a little bit about yourself and a little RV update, please.
Well, hello there. I do have a message for Raya that he needs to have a talk with you because she almost forgot to bring in the big cheese.
Oh. No problem.
Anyway.
The big cheese will be here,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
Well, hello. Good afternoon or good morning. Where some people are good morning. Some people are almost sleeping. So happy to be on the panel today and answer some questions. A lot of you know my background. I was a professional, an amateur athlete, and I had a high-speed ski accident and ended up later in Stanford University paralyzed. They couldn't help me, so I went off to see holistic doctors. They saved my life, and I woke up one morning with this completely sweat about 3 in the morning and had a calling to become a doctor of chiropractic and naturopath doctors. And then practiced for 25 years, went through whistleblowing in my practice against the pharmaceutical companies, and that took another turn in life, woke me up a little bit more, and now I'm thriving and planning ventures worldwide to build hospitals and with this new scalar technology. So that's a little bit about me.
Thank you.
That's good.
That was good. Yes, yes. Oh, by the way, so before I bring in the other guests, if you will, you want to tell us a little bit about the RV, since that's going to be one of the key bits of questions that may be coming up near the end of our call today.
Yes, real quick. Well, we did have our meetings in South Africa with the BRICS. That was a trigger point. And I just got information that there was some stickiness there in the meetings. It's kind of like a football team and the quarterback got in a fight with his linebacker. And they caught each other playing around with their other girlfriends or whatever. And now they're going out on the field and they're not, instead of fighting the other team, they're fighting each other. But what happened at the BRICS, there was some inter-country fighting right now. They're trying to work out the issues, Russia, mm-hmm. China, everything. There's some disagreements and everything. So from the person that I had listened to and spoke to, basically saying that it can trigger any time, but once again, this will happen, can happen any minute, but it looks like we're going to have to go through the month of September and probably the first week of October as a possibility.
Really?
Once again, it can happen tomorrow, okay? And
okay.
So that's just where we're at, and hopefully they'll work through this stickiness, and
okay.
We'll be sooner. So, but we're almost there.
Okay. Yeah, could you tell us a little bit about the banking system in terms of its involvement so that we can get this RV moving? Where the status
yes.
is and what you know?
Yes, so you got to remember they've taken out we've won everything. All the bad guys, everything has been taken out. They're all put away, okay? Now
right.
they're transitioning from the old system to the new system. And if you crash all the banks and the big banks and put them down, there'd be no foundation. So all
mm-hmm.
they're doing is the banks now aren't going to be banks anymore. Many of you have
right.
seen where you go into your bank now in their offices. So banks aren't going to be banks anymore. So they're opening up these wealth
right.
centers. So they're
correct.
Cutting down like Bank of America or Wells Fargo is cutting out 40% of their, you know, their banks on the corner that they used to go to. So they don't
right.
need them anymore because the QF system is going to come in like that. So people see it as, well, the banks are closing and everything. So, but
okay.
yeah, it's just readjusting.
Yeah. So, okay. So one of the questions that somebody had just asked prior to this call is that he wanted to know, because we're going to talk, because this is about RV as well, is that person was saying that there's information out there that the banks are going to be shut down for like 3 or 4 days. Do you know anything about that at all yet or no? Or that's maybe a rumor.
Yes. So from what I'm hearing, it's part of the movie is to wake more people up.
Okay.
To
okay.
Where maybe your ATM doesn't work for a few days and, you know, to create, and maybe
yeah.
when they're switching over. So we got to wake mm-hmm. more people up because people are, once you go and, hey, I can't get any money out to go grocery shopping or
right.
something, that's going to wake people up finally. That or a nuclear
yeah.
threat. One of the two.
Okay. So we won't go there. Okay. All right. So, but you don't know en masse that the banks are going to be all shut down like for 3 or 4 days together. No.
I think there may be episodes of a few days here and there, but like once again,
okay.
you don't want to create complete chaos. So it's a controlled
exactly.
fire. It's a controlled
yeah,
burn.
I get it.
They're watching it.
Right.
And they have it planned to wake
okay.
up the other people. Like, well, why can't I get my $20
yeah.
out so I can go to
right.
In-N-Out Burger? You know.
Sure. Okay, thank you for that. All right, so again,
yeah.
I got to wake myself up. This call is all about waking up the people regarding information, et cetera. So I'm going to go ahead now, and thank you for your introduction, Dr. Tom. And now we're going to be speaking with Dr. Beery, Dr. Richard Beery. And hello, Dr. Richard Beery. Hello? Oh, wait a minute. That was me. Sorry. Hello, Dr. Beery.
Hello, I'm here. Greetings to you
Sorry
and
about
everyone.
That.
No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please tell us
so
a little bit about yourself. Yeah, just a little
okay,
bit about yourself
well,
first, and then we'll open up the panel.
Okay. Well, I've been a psychologist for 35 years, and I'm retired. And when I went through my PhD program, back in the Hades is essentially a spiritual awakening. And then I had things happen in between then and COVID. And COVID really was a broad spectrum wake up, if you will, for me, as it was for a lot of people. I mean, anyway, that really spurred me on to trying to do something to help other people wake up more.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Beery.
Yeah.
Thank you for being on our last call and to get things moving in this direction for today. Thank you. All right, our next panelist now is Terry. Terry is from California, Terry Kuzmo Gotran. So I'm going to go ahead. Terry, your line is open. Can you just share with us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Good afternoon. I'm
Thank
happy
you.
To be here. My background is has been primarily in healthcare. I actually started in the diagnostic industry, actually in a laboratory at a VA as well as a university hospital setting, and I was a bench tech. So I was able to see how, the diagnostic industry was starting to shift in the early 80s, as well as it inspired me to take a look at some of the capital equipment that they were building to really drive that industry. So it took me to working for one of the largest laboratories in the United States in sales and management. It also took me into the pharmacy automation space and then shifted gears a bit because I did have some background in infection prevention with the medical waste industry when the blood-borne pathogen standard hit the street. So stepping back a little bit, I joined a group that was discussing pandemic preparedness and emergency preparedness. I was doing that for about 3 years on the West Coast. And by that time, I was really seeing, following the money in that entire space.
Mm-hmm.
So it then took me to a different space where I was working on a project to shift the paradigm on infection prevention by supporting the microbiome of the skin. So it's come full circle for me to really take a look at the, number one, the sadness of how the healthcare industry became so financially driven.
Yes.
So again,
indeed.
And that was all, intertwined with the spiritual piece and then discovering who we actually are. So that gives you a little bit of background of who I am.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Terry. I'm going to go bring Stan back in. I think somehow or another he got dropped. And Stan is, we're calling Stan over there in our neighboring country of,
back here.
Hello. Okay.
Hi, Jean. Yeah.
Hi, Stan. We're back. Hi. You're back. Thank you.
Yeah. Fell off there for a bit.
Okay. All right. Well, we've heard from the other panelists, the other three, and we'd love to hear a little bit about yourself, and then we can go ahead with our Q&A.
Yeah, I was born and raised into an organic farming operation. And so that's been my background. I've had many, many aversions and side businesses. I think my awakening was about 40 years ago now. One of my side gigs I had going was I had to I had to put a water purification on the farm, and so I went with an ozone system. And and from there, I ventured out to start selling a little bit. I approached one of the nearby cities and got all the counselors and the mayor, everybody all excited about it. And they wanted to do something, but because this is a natural purification system, it's Mother Nature's purification system, and at a fraction of the cost, like they were talking about doing an upgrade at that time, and it was going to be $10 million, and my numbers all came in at a fraction of that, and the maintenance was the ongoing maintenance would be a fraction. However, Health Canada, our regulatory body, said no, that is not approved. You cannot go ahead with that project. And so I experienced different kinds of these things, and I just got shaking my head, what's going on? Like, you know, it set me back big time. And but I continued on, and at that point I came into contact with Eustace Mullins and Dr. George Coleman and many, many more people like that. And they are the pioneers. This is going back 40 years ago where they were, you know, based off of the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And so they were exposing this, all this stuff. So that's where I got my indoctrination into what's going on. So most everybody, I'm sure, on the call knows the problems. And so we're all about solutions. How do we go about I listened to, I think it was David Martin just the other day. He had on his podcast, and he was saying humanity is kind of split up into about three categories. A third of the people will comply with anything and everything, and another third are scratching their head and saying, you know, something's not right. What the heck is going on? And so, and then the other third is, I think, all of us people on the call today, we don't want to comply, we won't comply, and we're going to continue on doing whatever it takes to get this correction completed. And
beautiful.
And I think that middle third, and oh, by the way, I've heard Zora say on different occasions that, you know, this photon belt, you know, it's going to rattle the cages of everybody and awaken everybody, you know, all one fell swoop. So that's good news. But what do we do in the meantime? And so that's a little bit about my background and
excellent.
Go from there.
Okay. Very, very good. Thank you, our dear panelists, for introducing yourselves to our viewers, listeners. I just wanted to let everyone know as well that this is being streamed into BBS Radio. So people can actually go to BBS Radio as well. So they also are going to be listening to this call that we have today. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. I'd like to kind of get started in terms of, you know, each one of you. And, you know, so we're going to just open up the, why don't we do this? Let's just go ahead and open up the lines and see if people have some questions already to start with. So again, everyone, this is about how to be able to help people to wake up. And what would your question be in regards to these questions? Okay. So I'm going to open up a line here. It's 773 ending in 0410. And again, please let us know who you are, where you're calling from, and your question. And for who would you like to have this answered by? Thank you.
Hi, Jane. This is Dr. Jan, and I just wanted to add to the comment of what
I texted
you.
Yeah, oh,
hi.
Sure.
And then maybe the panel can all comment on it, because I think this is actually great news. And it was in Telegram. It was a breaking announcement. It said in the staff briefing today at CDC.gov confirms that available data and science do not support annual COVID vaccines. This contradicts at CDC director's recent statement that annual boosters will likely be recommended this fall. That's one thought. And I do want that to be commented on. The second thing that I just sent you this morning, actually, and it's the PubMed article that means that it's real science, okay? And I think this is what is probably why they're saying this now. It's something that was published in March of this year, and I will read directly from it because I think it's highly important for people in the public to understand. So anyways, it says that, let me see here. However, the emerging evidence suggests that the reported increase in IgG4 levels detected after repeated vaccination with the mRNA vaccines may not be a protective mechanism, because that has been the continuous propaganda that the more you take, it's supposed to protect you. So this is what the study was talking about, and I sent you the link too. It says, rather, it constitutes an immune tolerance mechanism. Very important, immune tolerance, meaning that it's not a response to it, to the spike proteins that could promote unopposed SARS-CoV-2 infection and replication by suppressing natural antiviral responses. This last sentence. Increased IgG4 synthesis due to repeat mRNA vaccination, that means boosters, with high antigen concentration also cause autoimmune diseases and promote cancer growth and autoimmune myocarditis in susceptible individuals.
Okay.
So this is what integrative doctors are going to be dealing with. Dr. Tom, elaborate even more on that because he knows a lot more. Thanks.
All right, Dr. Tom.
Hello. Well, yes. Well, here's the thing. That it doesn't matter. All the research comes out about the jab, the election fraud, what happened in Maui, until mainstream media, TV and radio and newspaper keep producing that this, go get your booster, get your mask on. It doesn't matter how much research, because they're going to cover it up, okay? That's where hopefully this act of the military will step in and say, no, you need to tell the truth. So all these announcements about the jab and all the vaccines and you know, how to correct it and and wearing these diapers on your face, you know, create damage and stuff. The problem is that we have to, we got to get that literature out there to more and more people. And then the people have to take these routes down, you see.
Action.
But until the media kicks in, if they don't, because what I did hear was that they're going to have to start telling the truth, or otherwise they'll be booked for treason. And that's what I'm hearing. So
my question coming from, just a tag on to Dr. Jan's information. All right, so there's already been evidence that there is going to be another COVID, whatever it is, and then everybody's going to have to go back with wearing the mask. So let's just play with this, not play, but let's take a look at this. So let's talk about the masks that's coming out, or more of the jabs that will be coming out. At this point of the game, and again, it's still all about waking the people up. I'm going to ask each one of you, if I may, how would you address that now and not wait until later? You know, hopefully that all of this is going to be completely removed like next week or in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But in the meantime, people still, I want to say, so we want to be able to begin to wake people up. And this is a really good example. Thanks, Dr. Jan, for bringing this up. So I'd like to ask any of the panelists right now in terms of what their thoughts are about how to be able to wake people up, even in regards to the jabs. So let's talk about that particular subject. How would you approach people that are thinking about, oh yeah, I've worn the mask, I got my jabs, or I'm thinking about getting more of the boosters, and they know they've experienced, some of them have already experienced having had, you know, a couple of boosters, a couple of the jabs already, and they still feel okay, right? But a lot, of course, we know that a lot of people have also have offended because of it. So let's let me go ahead and ask. Yes, sure.
Yeah, I just wanted to insert this. What I've done this morning, I have to still send it to half of my family has been jabbed. They've at least, they're told, don't get this. But I just want to say that this is something
Terry?
We can do in our family. Oh, sorry.
Hold
this
on.
Can
is
do
this
in our
Terry
this is something
talking?
We can do. No, it's jabbed.
Hold on a minute. I don't know who's. Go ahead, because I'm going to mute you pretty. Yeah, go ahead. I did know that you were speaking. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just want to say I am going to institute sending this out to 25 families today that this gives them the information they need to influence their most, you know, the people that would listen to them perhaps most, because they would start a dialogue. And I'm doing it in my own family because half my family has been, you know, vaxxed but not boosted. It will help. And so, like you said, the more that we can influence our own circles and our own colleagues and some of my doctor friends too, the more they have something to show their own families. This is where we start to. That's all. Then I don't mind being muted. I just want to add that. Thanks.
Okay, so the information that you gave us, you're going to go ahead and send that out to people that you already know, just as information?
Right, at least 250 people, because it's going to start the dialogue of, oh, my gosh, I didn't even know this because I didn't see it in the media yet. We don't have to wait for the media. We can be the media. Citizen journalism, and get it out to our families and those we care the most about. And so that's what I wanted to add. And thank you very much, Jane.
Okay. So hold on a second, Jan, Dr. Jan. So if you were to send out this information that you already have, which we already have, how are you going to begin telling them about it? How are you sending this through email? Are you sending this,
It's going right up in the next five, after I get off this phone, it's going up in the next 5 minutes in my own family, and then I'm creating the same blurb. It's a group text to 25 best friends who are in the RV, and they will
text
their family, and that's 250 people today.
Hey, Dr. Jan, I don't mean to interrupt you. How are you going to say that in your information that prefaces what you're sending out? I just wanted to let you know. Did you know that something is happening right now? And then here's a couple of things that I'd like for you to, or maybe that you might be interested in listening to. How are you going to preface all of that to help people wake up?
I've already wrote something up. I'll send you what I wrote up. But I just said, why boosters will put people at higher risk this fall. Anyone who's boosted should have their IgG4 checked. They're at highest risk if they take another booster. For those who didn't take it, it will just be a simple chest cold unless the person has comorbidities. Can prevent further with using more supplements.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that I'm giving them that. And I said, please trust the real science, PubMed, coming out now, that integrative medicine doctors and cardiologists are paying attention to and following closely. So far, they've been right.
Okay.
I want all sisters to survive the next pandemic genocide agenda. You can use safer protocols that will help protect you, not hurt you. For unvaxxed, it'll appear as a chest cold. We all have to use the same protocol. So then it includes everyone, that we all have to still take care of ourselves. And that was it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jan. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. All right. Dr. Beery, Stan or... or Terry, do you have a comment on how to be able to prepare people for what is in the outer world right now that is going to be coming in again to try to influence people to take another vaccine? How would you do that for people now. Either they've already had the vaccine, but now for them to help to wake up, you know, to better news or whatever, what would you do? How would you, approach it? Yes, please, Dr. Berry.
Yeah, I'll repeat what I said the last time because it hasn't changed. But my entire family, I have two brothers and one sister, so there's four of us. And they're all completely in the dead zone, in the one-third
yes.
group that will not believe anything unless it comes out on mainstream media. So what I've even done with them has been up until about a week ago, I would send them a very soft sell kind of notice that the professionals had talked about the vaccines and some of the dangers to watch out for, but it was really very soft. And
okay.
Put in a preface to say, if you want to discuss things further, let me know. No one responded, and you know, I'm back to the point where I need to speak with people I bump into at post offices, mm-hmm. Grocery stores, mm-hmm. Some of the Costco places, wherever, home improvement mm-hmm. sections, stores. So it's basically just to say something like I'm doing a straw poll. I'm just curious. Where do you get your news from? If they say mainstream news, it's game over. And most of the time it happens, but occasionally someone will mm-hmm. ask, but what do you mean? Why is there other news besides that? And then that opens up a gateway.
Okay.
But I always do it in a very gentle way because I know if I go into anything heavy duty, they're going to shut off. It's all about the power of persuasion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Terry. Let me ask Terry.
Go ahead. Yeah, I think I agree with that. You know, I have to go back, and I think I became so passionate and so driven to try to communicate to people that I'm sure many times it came off harsh. And if mm-hmm. they were not prepared to hear or had that mindset, you got nowhere, you know. So my approach is really different. It's all about love, you know, and it's about caring and just getting back down to grassroots on anyone you meet. And it's remarkable that that spark inspires them. And it can even be off topic. It can be anything to perhaps trigger them to think outside the box and question any kind of narrative. It could be looking at the sun and going, you know, what is that? Have you ever thought about it? But even this week I had painters at the house, and the painter's wife was sick, and she had pneumonia, and then speaking to him, and so I wanted to listen. And he made a comment that she should be wearing a mask at her work. And it gave me the opportunity to walk him through what masks really do. And if you've mm-hmm. ever observed her breathing through her mouth. And, you know, and so it caused him to pause. And then I didn't go any further but say, you know what, you can look this up. You can start mm-hmm. researching on your own. And mm-hmm. he was very grateful. So it's a different loving approach, and it's remarkable that it can be anybody that crosses your path throughout mm-hmm. the day. Because I've tried to convince, you know, high-level healthcare executives in a hospital setting to think differently and... Yeah, I have the battle wounds for that. So why not just help the people next to me and my family the same way and showing the love and care and getting them to start thinking differently, you know, or perhaps if they're ready, mm-hmm. just questioning stuff. And
exactly.
It will come naturally.
Okay. Okay.
At least maybe it might All give right. them a chance to prepare for the shock.
Okay.
And then we'll be there to support them.
Okay. So, you know, when we're talking about how to be able to persuade people, you know, especially if they're already already set in their firm belief about something, right? So how do we do that gradually or the soft approach, et cetera, but then be able to also bring in some concrete information that they may be able to put together, you could put together for them, you know, if you ever would like to know more, here's a link for you to be able to look at. So, Stan, do you have any thoughts on this?
I am really excited about where actually we are today compared to where we came from like 40 years ago or, you know, when I first got involved. You know, at that time, you were hard-pressed to find a health food store. You had to drive probably 100 miles to find a health food store. Massage therapist, there wasn't any. And so I have hosted a lot of meetings, just put it out on bulletin boards at restaurants and coffee shops, and put together a meeting. And throughout the years, we had different topics. It's planting seeds. I think basically everybody is, as mentioned, planting seed to everybody who in passing conversation or whatever, plant a seed here and there. You don't know, you know, if it's going to bear fruit, but obviously it has, because we've come a long ways in the last 40 years. And now with this last 3 years, it's got a lot of people really scratching their head. And so when I talk to people who are scratching their head, wondering what's going on, I'll give them a link to some of my favorite podcasters out there, motivational and bringing solutions. You know, and that has been very, very effective. Like there's hundreds of podcasters and they all have their importance. I've narrowed it down to a few who I really, really like that are really, really getting a lot of mileage. And I would even mention right now, like, you know, I recommend everybody on the call, and I'm sure you all know the names, but one of my favorites is the real Chris Kai.com, and he's going to be doing a tour in the the real Chris Kai.
The
real Chris Kai.com. And he's
wait a second, Stan. How do you spell Chris?
Chris is, yeah.
Oh, Chris.
The real Chris Sky. Chris.
Sky.
And he's going to be doing a tour. He's going to be doing a tour in the United States here coming up pretty soon. And he's been around traveling the world doing his presentations. And it's all about what we have experienced in the last 3 years, and he talks about the climate change, but he is orientated on prevention, solutions, and prevention, and he's got a really good message.
Okay.
What else was I going to say?
We got a
ways to go. Go ahead, Jane.
So we're talking about simple approaches. So let's just imagine for all of us, for all of you panelists, if you will, you have somebody come, whether it's a stranger, let's just talk about a stranger. Or it's a stranger, you meet a stranger, like whether it's at Walmart or at the grocery store, for example. Okay, so you only have a 1 minute or 2 minutes that, and all of a sudden you kind of engage, like, you know, you see this particular food or something like that, all of a sudden you get into a discussion, you know, about whatever it is. So how do you move from whatever you're talking about right now is how do you begin to engage that person, even if it's for dropping a – see, my personal feeling in regards to people that that you don't know is you got to be able to kind of create some sort of rapport. You know, some say, you know what, you know, this vegetable I'm really having a problem with, I can't really, you know, you're talking to yourself, actually. And then you see somebody that's kind of really next to you. What do you do with this particular vegetable? Because I've been trying all kinds of things and blah, 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 and then all of a sudden you're talking. You know, but how do you go from there to saying, have you ever tried organic food and you're already over there where it's not organic, right? And so that's kind of like a small side discussion, but I really want to wake them up. And then what are you going to say? Did you know that we're contaminated? Do you know that I eat organic? Maybe this might be something that you might enjoy looking at because, you know, a lot of the fruits and vegetables that we're eating now are so filled with pesticides. Are you aware of that? You know, another question. So it's almost like the other presentation that Billy and I have used in the past is actually about the headbands. I'm sorry to bring that up, but we used to wear the headbands all of the time. And, you know, cause Billy and Zora are healers, right? And a lot of times the people look at it and say, oh, what is that? You know, that looks really strange. And when you see somebody look at you, they're strange. Oh, you're looking at our headbands, right? And so that's an eye-opener as well in regards to healing. But I'm still talking about how to wake people up in regards to the present news that we presently have here. So just kind of use that as a format to say, okay, so this is what I would do. So I'm going to pick on Dr. Tom. What would you do? Because you're always out there. Dr. Tom, you're always out there talking to people. How do you engage them into waking up, the ones that are not awake?
Okay. I thought you were just going to tell me I'm way out there anyway.
And you are way out there.
I am. That's what my kids tell me all the time. So it was really good that what Stan said, that, you know, it's different now than it was 40 years ago. But this time around, we're in a much different place from when this scandemic came on a few years ago, right? So back then, bam, slammed. But now we have this group of people that are up. Wait a minute, what's going on here? So we're in a different area, so we're in an advantage, right? And what you said too, Jane, was when you see a person, you find out where they are. What's their temperature? Are they at 80 degrees, 90 degrees, 100 degrees, or whatever? So the whole trick here is to uncover the unknown obstacles to be known. Okay? It's like driving down a road and all of a sudden there's and your goal is at the end of this road is this big media thing and everyone's dancing and the truth is there, but on the rock there's all these boulders. And until you remove, and we don't know what's underneath it, and you lift it up and go, oh crap, that's an unknown about the face mask. Okay, so what you have to do with these people is if you meet someone and say, hey, do you know that the virus was a cold virus last time? Okay, I didn't know that. So that kind of, okay, well, hey, well, here's, you can look at it and go on the CDC site and look at it. And that masks can be damaged, that when you breathe in this mask, it creates an acid in your body. You can go on the CDC or a website here. Or the jab, do you know that there was thousands of reactions? And did you know that it's experimental? And even on the CDC website, you can go there, that it actually didn't prevent COVID. So that's
correct.
Where you find out where they're at. And then
okay.
So they have to, you can't sit there and educate them. they have to go,
right.
Oh, okay, I see now. Yeah, I don't know if mm-hmm. I'm going to wear my mask this time around.
Yeah.
So,
you had a personal interaction where you actually did that with someone?
Yes, I have. And then if they're too far off and just going on, I just move on. Because the only way you can get is you have to raise their frequency. Okay? And you kind of have
their awareness.
You have to raise their awareness, their frequency. If they can't raise it, then they're going to have to deal when the truth comes out. And then when the truth comes out, they may not be able to deal with it.
Okay.
Because the earth,
okay.
the earth and humans, the earth is detoxing right now. And so are humans
right.
from what's going on. You know what I mean? I mean, when we had COVID, do you know that we are all locked in and then the planet actually healed up big time? You know, that's because we left it alone. Humans screwed the planet up. And so we left it alone and it started to heal up. So. We got to get our shit together. So,
okay.
Okay. That's my rant for the day.
All right,
I'm holding
short. All right, Dr. Tom. All right. Back to what Dr. Beery had said also. You know, we're talking about a soft cell because, and I guess that really kind of talks also in regards to creating some sort of a rapport, getting to, you know, help someone understand this further, right? So Dr. Beery, we'd like to kind of talk to you a little bit more in regards to that soft cell. So how have you, in your experience, done the soft cell and was able to make it so that you were able to get across your information or you get across to helping somebody wake up, not to the ones that are really asleep. So the ones that are asleep, people, you know, just put them to the side and go forward and go talk to other people instead. So, Dr. Beery.
Yes, what I generally do is like get a reading. I think Dr. Tom mentioned that it's kind of find out feeling-wise, where the person is at. And a lot of what I do is coming from that standpoint of, you know, level of frequency, you might say, whatever word you choose. And it varies because sometimes I'll meet for instance, a single older lady in a store that is in front of me in line, and I may make a comment to her about, that's nice, you're getting organic vegetables there. You must know about the benefit of organic. And so I get something, I get a foot in the door. And if it looks like there's a response back, then I continue it to, I'm just curious. Sometimes I will ask the question, are you pretty happy with the way things are going around the world? Because I know a lot of people have questions about what's going on. And if they, if that turns them off, then I immediately steer away from that. But once in a while, I'll use that approach. And when they do, I'll say something about, I'll get a little bolder and say, well, what's your feelings about Trump, you know.
That's bold.
Pretty clear yes that I get before I do that. I mean, I'm talking pretty, this isn't something I do often, but more often than not, I'll ask them a question, and I try to ask them questions that they're going to say yes to, and I know, you know, it's a stupid sales approach, but it actually works. And
it does.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's having a sense of compassion and love for the person and exuding that even before you say anything to them. I mean, that's the first step. But, you know, you have to break the ice because I'm a total stranger to them and they're a total stranger to me. And I'll explain something I did in my grandson's parkour. It's a gymnastics advanced program that he's in. And some lady was sitting next to me. And so I thought, okay, I finished this banana. My grandson that was sitting next to me at the time and said, here, you want to eat the peel because I don't want it. And he said, no. And then I turned to the lady next to me, total stranger, said, here, I don't want this. I don't like the peels. Do you want it? And she said, no. And her daughter was next to her. And I said, well, how about you? Surely you must want it. Yeah, anyway, that's breaking the ice. It's getting some sense of humor going. I like really inserting humor anytime I can. And anyway, so probably the first step really is finding some commonality, getting the person where you have that 5-second moment where they instantly have some sense of rapport with you.
Yep. Okay. All right. All right. Hey, Terry, you got some
comments
on this? I'm sure. Okay.
One of the things that's come up in my world is, you know, I'm very involved with animals as well. And there appears to be, you know, some activity with holistic vets in Southern California getting together, and they're putting out symposiums, and it's moving into the animal, you know, like the dog groomer space as well. And you know, we tend to really love our animals. So in my conversations with people, I ask them about their pets, and you know, and I'll throw out some thoughts on, you know, the number of vaccines, and a lot of them are already experiencing chronic diseases as well, as we all know the animals are. So there's a piece of a human behavior that would definitely put forth energy for their pet before them. But that can then transfer to them as well. So, you know, there's a dog groomer spa here that will not take any pet that's been vaccinated for 2 weeks because of shedding. So you know, so there's more and more dialogue in regards to that. So there's been a few times where I've met people and they talk about their dogs and then they're sick dogs. And it gives me the opportunity to kind of expand on holistic care for animals, food, and then, oh, by the way, do you shop at the farmer's market every week? And start then talking about the farmer's market and encouraging them to explore that. So there's, there's all kinds of ways to get people to start thinking about their health and not depend on the doctor to give them just a drug.
Okay. So from everything we've already heard, let me see. I think I lost somebody here. Hold on 1 second, guys. So anyway, so from what we've heard so far, it's still about creating a rapport, creating some awareness or checking out, you know, where they're open. So somebody that's open is on a high vibrational frequency already. And then all the others that are really asleep, as Dr. Tom and everybody else on here that are listening, understand that we'll let them go, whether or not they're people that we love, but they are completely blocked and they don't want to hear anything else other than, you know, MSM or the fake news, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll drop them. But we have a ton of other people that are around us in our communities that we can impact. So let's talk a little bit about that. So we're not going to talk about one-to-one. Let's talk about what can we do individually to impact a little bit more of the community that may be open. So if So I'd like to kind of open that up for our panelists to kind of bring something up regarding that. And I want to first, so if we can, maybe talk a little bit, Dr. Tom, Dr. Berry, or any one of you, actually, because you've spoken with many people. People have come in as clients to you. How do we impact a larger number of people so that there will be people within that community that will wake up and listen and read and look at the information you have? So where should we start? Stan, why don't you go ahead and start there, please?
Well, I think that's a really, really good topic. In Alberta, Canada, we're in a pretty interesting situation. Our leader is pro-life. She is against the WEF, doesn't want to have anything to do with it. We the people have to have her back, and so by doing that, like, we have different organizations that are just chomping at the bit to support her and getting involved, getting communities involved, and it's having great success. Apathy is that word, apathy. And I am guilty of apathy, where, you know, I've run into a brick wall here, there, and so sometimes you kind of feel like giving up, and I just want to be left alone, and you get into that state of apathy. But you know what? That's not the solution. Many, they want to leave it up to somebody else to do. So I think everybody
Stan, we just kind of lost you a little bit there. The connection just got lost a little.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, can you? Yeah. So yes. I guess my point is people get involved with some of these organizations that are gaining momentum. I know it's going, you know, going throughout globally. It's not just here in Alberta, it's everywhere. And get involved, people, at whatever level. There's that's a way to reach out to more people. And so I guess I could go on and on about that, but that's kind of the gist of it.
Okay. All right. Somebody else want to jump in here? And then I've got a question coming up also from someone.
So I've got a question for Stan. How are, are you suggesting that we join some of the organizations that are moving towards a state of awareness? Or I'm not sure.
Well, it's the definitely moving towards a state of awareness, and there's organizations that are say pro-Trump, and
okay, you're fading in and out, Stan. I can't understand much of this.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we lost him.
Yeah, I think we're losing you, Stan.
Yeah, can we text?
Hi, Jane.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, sure. Okay, we're going to put you on hold for right now, Stan. Okay, go ahead, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dr. Tom.
Okay, so way to do this, I just recently did it. You know, I'm involved with our Tesla Energy Enhancement Center here in Rockland.
Yes, yes.
And so I got together with the team and us, the owners, and it just wasn't managed very well. So we went out and I said, email all the people. We got together a bunch of like I had a talk. So they came in to learn more about the scalar wave, right? So they came in, mm-hmm. I spoke about it, but then I started talking about the body, how it heals itself and all the toxins are in it. And then I brought in how vaccines can be stored in the body, so things like that. Mm-hmm. So what you can do, let's say you belong to a church and you speak at this church of maybe 50 people or 100 people once a month about something. So you tell them it could be headlined as, if the next virus comes, here's some things you can do to help build your immune system up for it. Okay. So then they get in there and you can do these announcements of like, okay, if you drink structured water, if you try ivermectin, all of that stuff. But then what you can do is go in there and then boom, you start showing the research on the screen. Masks can be damaging. So you let them in, mm-hmm. like a Trojan horse, right? You'd lead them in and sneak it in. But it's just doing those type of things just to get people in where they're at. Not like, okay, this is, you know, don't advertise it.
Right.
You know, this is a bad, 1,000 people die every minute. No, you just go, hey, how can you build up your immune system for the virus? So that's what it is getting them in for whatever you're doing, whether it's a church group or any type of doing. You can talk about prevention and then bring in all this other stuff. So that's a good
idea
to do the math.
Very good idea. Exactly. Hold on a second. We just lost Carrie. Let me bring her in.
Thank you for calling me back.
Well, Carrie, we're calling you also. We were just finishing up. Dr. Tom was just finishing up talking about how to be able to impact larger groups. We went from individuals, people that we don't know, and now we're how do we affect larger groups and let the ones that we don't, that are not going to wake up for whatever reason, how do we impact the ones that are maybe open? So I know you speak with a lot of groups and people all of the time. So what would be your take on, in regards to this wake-up call, how would you bring that up, like for a larger group?
That's where it gets a little tougher simply because, you know, you can't get too technical. And I like the smaller groups as well. You know, you start with, you know, 10 or 20 people. I have not done a church event here. However, there is a group tied to a church that I have started to briefly communicate to health and wellness, you know, having dialogue about health and wellness and like Dr. Tom said, you know, being more conscientious of what your intake is, how hydrated you are. You know, anytime I have a chance to give a bottle of water to somebody, I have a little dialogue about why I chose that water. And and then see if they're, you know, interested in more. But I never stop. I never stop. And again, I try to read people as quickly as possible. And I think I told you the other day that, you know, I've been in presentations in a healthcare setting where 50% of the staff, they're on their phone, you know, in a presentation. So I try to get the ones who, you know, seem more engaged. And I focus on getting eye contact with them and getting them to, you know, I even ask, are you intrigued? Are you curious? What can I do? You know, here's a few places to go. And if you have questions, reach back out to me. So, I think, for me, I'm in a different stage where, you know, I definitely want to make this huge impact. But if I can make the impact to the people closest to me right now, it's going to spread. It's going to spread.
Well, love will spread, period, anyways, right? So those little mustard seeds, and that's part of the love that is always exuding from everyone, from each of us, that will bring people closer to you. Now, talking a little bit about organizations, we'll talk about churches already and then the people that you can impact, whether it's other healthcare, other people within your particular groups. I think if people can also think about in terms of, you know, you can impact certain groups that you have a passion for. So, for example, I'm going to bring this up to Zarea because Zarea is a trans. So Zarea has a group of people, and I don't know how much she's really impacted people to really wake up. So I'm gonna put her on the stand here. Hey, Zarea. Zarea? Yeah. So my question. Take it easy. My question for you is that you already know a group, you already belong to a group of transgender people, right? And even though you haven't really become, you know, involved with them most recently because you're just kind of waiting your time. But those people that you have spoken to, I mean, are they pretty awake or they're not awake yet? In terms of
they're not
the
awake.
News that we know, they're not.
They're mostly 3D.
They're mostly asleep. Okay, so you're going. So how? If you were to go ahead and talk to four or five of those people, or just, you know, get together with them, you know, you go out and have lunch with them. How would you present something that they might be involved, that they might, that you think would really help them to wake up? How would you bring that up to them? You know, and we're talking about waking up about, you know, the COVID or whether, or you know, the jabs or even about the financial system and, you know, are they listening to, you know, NBC and whatever else all the time? Is that where they get, yeah, so you come up with a question, right? You're chit-chatting now. So what would you do, what would you say to them to help them to wake up a little with a question first, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you already did your, hi, how are you, how is everybody doing? Oh, we're all doing really well, you know, and then what would you come up with as a question to help them start moving in a different direction that you want them to, that you have some information for them to provide?
Well, of course, you know, they're in a total different category than regular people. But because they're, you know, in transition, most of them. And they're barely understanding their own situation.
They're caught up in that situation. So you don't think that they would be interested?
You know,
you don't
the
think
transition,
they would be awake?
They're more... No.
So you don't think
really
they're
don't.
Not open? Is that what really... So you think they're going to stay asleep, even if you try to... Yeah. Try to bring up something about the government, any situation about you, they may have questions about, are you satisfied with the government? Are you satisfied with the Nevada or whatever government that we have presently? Are you happy with them in terms of what they've been, you know, supporting?
Well, some of the legislation that went through that was passed that was in favor of the transgender community, you know, was quite a struggle to get that.
Oh, it was a struggle.
It was a struggle.
Okay, so.
It was as simple as a bathroom issue. You know.
Okay.
The bathroom
issue. So. Okay.
And
so here,
then
they
passed legislature in Carson City that, you know, the transgender people use the bathroom that they are familiar
with. Mm-hmm.
Associated with. If they are female to male, they, of course, they use the male bathroom. If they're male to female, they use the ladies' room. But, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. use okay. common sense when you go in there. But still, it was a bathroom issue. And it was passed that, you know.
Okay. Which so was, we're talking about, yeah. If I can.
I know what we're talking about.
All right. So you don't want to discuss this with them at this point because they're too mm-mm. caught up in their own world right now to be able to do that with. Okay. All right. So we'll let you go for now because obviously you don't think that they're at an awareness level of something else other than what they're dealing with. Okay. All right. So now I'm going to, let me see, let's go back to, I'm going to open up a line here and see the questions from the board. And anybody else who has a question, you guys, in regards to waking up people, please raise your hand. All right, our next caller is 352 ending in 3803. 3803, you're on the air with our panelists. Hello. Hello. 3803, your line is open. Do you have a question for our panelists? Okay. All right. If you will, just press your raised hand, press the number 1, and your hand will not be raised. Okay. So it looks like for our panelists, I think people are just really engaged in listening to what you're saying and listening to the conversation. And I think it's going to be through that people are going to be able to learn what they can or cannot do. One of the key things that both of Dr. Tom, you brought it up, and Stan and Terry, you've also brought that up. And so you've worked with organizations in the past. This is how you would do it, how to impact a larger group. Now, in general, so people are not caught up. I mean, people do engage with other people outside of whether it could be a church, it could be an organization. If you're a patriot, you might want to go to a patriot meeting or whatever, or you're with a particular group of a particular culture or whatever. You know, you may go that route. And one of the key things that I find, you know, because again, you know, I've done a little bit of sales in my background, is to be able to go there. And then I will, my thing in terms of what I'm planning on doing now as we've had this conversation with all of you is that I'm going to put together this is what I did in terms of sales in my days, right? And I'm continuing to do that here now. So in this little town that we're in, there are only X a number of people that are, you know, like massage therapists. There are X number of chiropractors. There are X number of people that have like spiritual centers and something else, you know, that are, you know, that I would resonate with. So many of you people that are listening to this are also healers. You also have crystals and you know where you bought them. So one of the key things you can do is you can bring that up. You go back to where the stores are and then just create a rapport. I mean, you know, just kind of talk to somebody and ask them, you know, again, whether it's a curious question or just a question, you know, even if it's about, you know, are you a healer? You know, I know that you've been here for a while. Are you a healer? And then they'll say, yes. Okay. And then you can go from that to saying, so you're really quite aware about what crystals do, right? And you go from there again. So creating that and then getting a chance to get to know them. Are you, in talking about healing, how do you feel about what's been happening in our community in regards to more impact or possibly, you know, more vaccines coming out? What do you think about that? You know, so I've already asked a question, 2 or 3 questions before I come to the part about healing, which is what they would resonate with. You could do the same thing at the doctor's offices or chiropractor's offices. A lot of you also go to, you know, whether it's an acupuncturist or whatever. So are avenues that everybody could take, or about animals. You could go to an animal, whatever, and talk a little bit about, hey, do you know that if you provide this particular, herb or whatever that could be really helpful for them instead of giving them the regular medications that's really out there that might be helpful. You know, just beginning to just get out there, I think, is one of the number one things that we can do, is just to step forward and get out there. Get you be known in terms of who you are. That's my thought. So we've got about 40 minutes to go yet, and we have no questions coming from, oh no, wait a minute. Oh, pardon me. I do have somebody here. Okay, 323 ending in 5640. Hello.
Hi, this is Gerald of L.A. area.
Oh,
I'm a simple guy. What I basically do is I carry $2 bills around with me, and I pass them out. I can do that. And basically, one-on-one, break the ice, as he recently said, or in a group, I pass them out and discuss what's on the back, which are the Continental Congress, a depiction of, and various stories about them. And we need to change our government, get it back the way it was, and then see where the conversation goes from there.
And you've been pretty successful with that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to ask the panelists if any one of them have a question for you.
Please do.
Yeah. Okay. Any one of the panelists have a question or a comment in regards to what Gerald is doing?
Jane, can you hear me? It's Stan here.
Yes, I can.
Yeah, there you are. Oh, okay, good. Okay, Stan, go.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't cut out. I actually didn't quite follow what he was saying about the $2 bill. Could you go over that again real quick?
Yes, I can. Depending on the situation, on the back of the $2 bill is a depiction, whatever, of the eight Continental Congress people, including a John Hansen, who is from Morocco. You know, leads into different conversations. Hansen gave General Washington, I hear two figures, $250,000, or the other $500,000, for the General Washington's army at that time. And it breaks into everybody listens, everybody wants to know more about it. And then I said, don't you think we need a kind of a government or this kind of dedicated patriots today? That leads into another region. And then it goes from there on where they individually or collectively, whoever I'm speaking with, stands, and let them pursue it. Then we go into modern-day situations, what the government's doing. It tells everybody where everybody in the group or singer stand with their attitude, so you know how to go further with them.
Yeah, okay. That's excellent. That's a really good plan. And it doesn't necessarily end up into how the call kind of started out was, you know, this new narrative of mandates coming out again, but indirectly, or it could, but that's only a part of it, isn't it? These COVID mandates that they're wanting to reinitiate. So it covers the bigger picture, and there's many different categories. And you mentioned, getting back to the republic the way it was. And, so in that respect, it's really not the government that's at fault. It's we the people that are at fault for Q has one of the best outlooks that there is. He says, what is your excitement? What is your passion? And stay in that joy. Stay in that excitement. Stay in that passion at all times. And I just love that. But, you know, with that, we have to take some personal responsibilities. And, with our school boards, with our libraries, with our municipal Dipple, and so on and so forth. And because a lot of people have become apathetic, and they don't want to get involved. But that's why we didn't get involved. That's why we're at where we're at now. And so when I was talking earlier, I think when I got cut off, I think that's a very, very, very important role that each and everybody needs to do, participate at either at whatever the function, whether it's the church or the library or the school board or the municipality or I would never want to be a politician, but we can certainly play a role in, you know, correcting that political front through many, many mm-hmm. different avenues, many different routes. So I like your idea about the $2 bill to, you know, to get a feeling of, you know, that's a really good approach.
You
yeah,
know,
that
if
is
I
really
may,
simple.
I was in a store there at one point, and I'm talking to the cashier, handing him the $2 bill and explaining it, just as I said earlier, and somebody behind me says, "How come I haven't heard of that?" I looked around, and this very, I'll use the word, ritzy. I know she's on the school board. She had to be. And I said, "Well, why don't you ask your teacher?" I put it right back in her face again, you know. How come you shouldn't know? But I get a lot of responses, even people on the street. Some know, even know the story without me going through it. It is an icebreaker. It's interesting. You're not harming anybody. Yes. No harm. And you are the, you warm up to you, and you take the next step as you feel free to do so. I pass the talking stick. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Carol.
Jane?
For that.
Jane,
mm-hmm.
I have a comment.
Yes.
So,
oh, sure.
And I think it's really good what you brought up, because we're like in an emergency room, and everyone's coming in, and we're just treating the symptoms, right? The drug addicts, the car mm-hmm. accident, but we have to look at what was the cause of that. But right now, we don't have a lot of time for that, because we just want to, hey, you know, go home and don't drink anymore, you know, patch this person up. But so how do we raise the frequency of the people? So if you look at mm-hmm. rich people, billionaires and everything, they're completely empty, okay? And it's all due to generations of patterns, what they grew up, okay, and what this world has done to them. And they identify with their money, their power, how they look, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
All along those ways.
Right.
And they're trying to be the fox who wants to be a lion. You can't do that, okay? And so the frequency has to move up. And until these people get reality, they've been living a false life. They've been living this area of, you know, they haven't gotten rid of all of those engrams, all of those things that messed them up as a child and everything. Then that frequency can raise. So you have to repair man or woman to raise that frequency mm-hmm. up. Otherwise, we can hand out all this stuff. So, but it's a time limit right now. We know that's going to take time, you know. So, but if we can start doing those things to raising those people's frequencies up by doing different programs, like, you know, I was talking to Zora yesterday, you know, we're talking about mm-hmm. healing the body, right? We are God and goddesses. Mm-hmm. You can heal anything. Just teaching people mm-hmm. that you mm-hmm. can heal yourself from the traumas, from all these mm-hmm. things, that raises the frequency up. And then what happens mm-hmm. is then people can see. The lights are on, the frequencies up here. They can see over the fence now. Right now, they're on a stool, and they can only see through the crack of that fence. And they can say, well, something's over there. I don't know what's going on, but we've got to bring them that big stool. They go, oh, wow, that's what's over there. You see, so mm-hmm. we have to raise that energy up, and that's the key. And it will be, because when disclosure comes, they'll realize, oh, my God, I've been lied to forever. Okay, I've been lied that I was not unlimited. I was my energy was low, you know. So we'll be able to raise all of that up. So I think
that's something
we need to look at longer. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, yes. Oh, hey, Richard.
Oh, go ahead. Finish your thought.
No. All yours. No.
Okay. Well, I've got to vacate the call.
Okay.
I would say
last word.
Make one other comment. And I really love the idea of starting a conversation using a $2 bill. I think that concept is great, too. Because all you're doing is getting your foot in the door. But another way you can also do it is begin talking about some of the hidden technologies. You don't even have to call them technologies. You can just say, well, there's so many things that we have been waiting on that would heal people in 3 minutes or that would totally change the course of history with free energy that's already here, people already using it. And when they start asking questions about that, if you have enough information to begin with, you don't have to be an expert. You can go into more detail. Why isn't this out now? You know, that is what they're going to come to the conclusion of. Well, why isn't it here now? Mm-hmm. Why can't we have that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could, but people have not reached that level of understanding that they have a narrative. There's a narrative going on that does not want this to occur. Anyway, that gets into more and
good
more.
Good job. Gotcha.
Anyway, but I've got to run.
Okay, you got to scoot. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Beery. Thank you for being here.
Sure
appreciate
thing.
All of your input good. And feedback. Thank you. Thank
all
you.
Right,
thank
you.
Have
good
a great day.
Call.
Okay.
Thank
we love you.
Too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay.
Love you too.
All right. Yeah. So, again, Gerald, that was a really great, some simple avenue, a way to be able to, you know, start a conversation with people. And it can be also for people that love flowers. You could start that as well. You know, if you love orchids, you could talk to the people that you associate with that love orchids or just your florist or whatever, right? It's just those simple things that you can just say, hey, I'm always at that florist. Why don't I say something like, you know, like, hey, how are these flowers grown? You know, do you know what kind of, you know, et cetera, et cetera. We can go from there. But anyways, it's just like a something simple that can open people's minds up to a little bit of awareness where you could go ahead and drop some tidbits. Okay, so we've got a couple more people here that have a question. So I'm going to go ahead and call on 941 ending in 2474. Hello, 2474. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm calling
line is
from
open.
Florida. Hello?
And you are? Yes, you are?
Maria.
Okay, Maria.
Thank you. I'm calling from Florida. I was wondering, my question is regarding the aurora borealis. Could this be a form of scalar manifestation, like the Earth's aura?
That would be a Zora or for Zoraya, even though most of the people that are on that are here already probably know the answer. I've got you here. We're talking a little bit about how to wake people up. So I'm going to put you down. I'll call you closer to the end of our call, okay? Maria?
Sounds great. Thank you.
Hang in there. Okay. I'll call you right back on that one. Okay. So we'll put her on hold. Okay. The next person who has a question is 470 ending in 2988. 2988.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Viv.
Okay,
hello,
good.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can
great,
hear you.
Great, great, and great. Good. Well, I first have a comment about the $2 bill. I used to hand them out, but I was so overwhelmed by who's on the back of that bill, and that's something that we can let everybody know that we do hand those bills out to, and I make copies. I just make copies of the back of that bill because Saint Germain is in the back of that bill in the top hat. We all know that he was also Christopher Columbus, right?
Right. Right.
Right. Yeah, that's the biggest thing about that bill to me. I've not been able to listen to the other part of the call. I will, Jane.
Okay, no. So what did you say when you were passing that out to help people wake up on the $2 bill?
To tell them about the fact that we do not have to reincarnate, because Saint Germain does not. He does not. Okay, and that's what he's bouncing around through history. He was a number of people, and they can look him up. He's right there in history. You can look him up. He has a page on the internet, and it says exactly who he was. Who he was.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you weren't talking about really waking people up to what is presently happening in our world right now, right? It's all about reincarnation and who he was.
Okay. Okay. I have something to interject. I mentioned it on the Facebook page on our Zora group, but they are just coming up. They're popping up. They're popping up more and more. And what they are videos on YouTube. Okay, channels on YouTube that are raising our vibration using the best megahertz. Okay, and it tells you exactly what megahertz it is, and it tells you exactly what it does, and it's talking about our chakras. Okay, It doesn't do it overwhelmingly, okay? It adds everything a little bit by little bit, but right now it's become quite a bit, and it will continue. It continues to show up.
Okay.
And talking about healing, they don't know that we have chakras. And the other thing.
Okay.
Frequencies, raising frequencies. It just gently does it.
Okay.
It gently does it.
I don't mean.
So
I'll go ahead and mention if they want to know more about this, they can go to the Facebook for Zora of Hollow Earth, and they can get some information there. Correct?
They can, but they can go to YouTube too, and look up.
Oh, you can go to YouTube. You
Megahertz. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Right,
and that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you
all for showing up. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller is 323 ending in 5640. 5640. Hello.
That is me again, Gerald. Also, it was mentioned about going spiritual. We do carry around cards to remind people to sing the HU, which is a love song to the Creator. We're into a sound, like the sound. We're into that very much. And singing the HU is actually singing to yourself and healing yourself. It's a frequency found within all frequencies. Every Creator is all. That sound is everywhere. Okay. A simple thing, these things, what's called the God U. Just we pass out those cards as well. If it evolves to that point, and again, love you all. Pass a talking stick.
Thank you. All right. Thank you, Gerald, for that. Okay. All right, you guys. We have about 22 minutes left. I'd like probably at this time to bring Zora in, unless any one of our speakers would like to say a couple more words. And we'll bring Zora in and see if he has something else he'd like to add to our call for today. So
I would
go ahead and yes.
I would
go ahead,
just say
Dan.
This, Jane. I would just say your role in and Zoraya and Zora. I followed you since your first got going, and people. So appreciate what you have done in your role, towards waking up people, and it has been a humongous big influence, for our advancement. So I just wanted to put that in there.
Oh, you're so sweet. You know what? I got to say that it's the same in terms of how we feel about all of you people that do listen and come in and ask a question sometimes or make a comment and whatever. It's almost like we already know all of you. You speakers, we've spoken with you guys, and we love you. And your interaction to really help our world, to help the love, to help the energies to go higher and higher. And as we're going in this direction, anyways, talking about the energies are really, really high at this time. So it's part of helping to support us in whatever endeavor we choose as we begin to follow what we're most passionate about and to bring in the love for everyone else. So thank you for that, Stan. Thank you for being here on our call. Let's go ahead and bring Zora in. But before you go, let's see, 403 again? 403, that must be 403, it's Stan. Oh, no. That was you, Stan.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. Okay.
No, yeah.
Terry. Terry?
Yes, Jane?
Yes, hi. You got any last words here before I bring Zora in?
Sure. I encourage everybody to inspire folks to be excited about the future. And, you know, when I have conversations with folks, I try to get them to think about how excited I am and to imagine, you know, your wildest dreams come true. What would that be? And, I mean it sincerely. And mm-hmm. get them to think outside, you know, get them to think about what is my dream. And it could be, you know, that horse mm-hmm. ranch in Norco, mm-hmm. California, mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, once I hear that, I say, well, you know what? Mm-hmm. That might come sooner than you think.
Mm-hmm.
Come sooner than you think.
Yeah.
What would that be like? So that's what I would end with.
Very nice. Very nice.
Be excited.
And that is how, to raise people's frequency. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Terry. Okay, now we've got Dr. Tom.
Okay. Everything is done. And
okay.
It's the best time ever to be on this planet because what is going on has never, ever happened ever. So it is the best time. Enjoy it. What's coming.
Right. Beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Tom. Okay. All right, everyone. Our panelists especially, I want to thank all of you for being here on this call. It was an important call, and I think a lot of people can feel the energies in terms of, maybe I could do something more than what I'm doing right now to really kind of perk people up, excite people, to bring more positivity into the world. I mean, just as we do that, even as we're talking to people, whether it's at a grocery store, just being there with them actually does increase the energies with all of the ones that you are walking. Even as you walk, your energies are already, reaching out to people. So if you can't talk to people, just be there amongst the population and just send out your love energies, even if you feel like you can't talk to people. It's all okay because you are here for a specific reason, and that the ones that are listening, and that is to help to raise the frequencies of everyone you can affect invisibly through thought, through work, through action, whatever. Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and bring Zoraya in. Again, so much thanks goes out to our panelists for today. And let's go ahead and bring Zora in for the last few minutes and see what Zora has to say for today. Hey, Zoraya.
Indeed, beloved goddess.
And goddesses, gods and goddesses. We have had a wonderful call with our panel here. Tell us a little bit about what you thought of it and your message also for us today. But what do you think about what we just did today? Your thoughts?
It's a good start.
It's a good thought. Oh, it's a good start. It's a good start, guys. What does that mean, Zora? It's a good start. So where do we go from here?
Where do you go from here?
Where do we go from this part now? You know, we've talked a little bit about how people can help to affect other people. So talking to people, ways of being able to do that, helping people to raise their frequency and awareness. We've talked a little bit about that. And the ones that are asleep, that we're going to leave them alone, but we're continuing to send them some love. And then again, at the end, it's really all about helping people to raise their frequencies. Us as the light workers or the warriors that are presently here to understand what is really going on. So where do we go from here now, Zora?
Well, it depends on what you desire to go forward from.
Correct. So what would be your recommendation or advice to everyone, to each of us now?
Well, first, the most important thing is to keep raising your vibrations.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Keep
raising
your vibrations.
And we do that. And we do that through through what avenue?
Meditation
doing?
Is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Meditation
would
be a good start, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Being out in nature.
Yes.
Wearing the headbands. Listening to cue.
Indeed.
Listening to other spiritual stations or meditation music that help to kind of stabilize or bring up the energy levels also within oneself, because it always starts with oneself.
True.
Okay. All right. So what is your message for all of us today as we move forward to try to inspire, as we inspire ourselves and others around us? What would you like for us to focus on now for the next coming days, Zora, besides meditation?
Raising consciousness, for sure. And that's part of raising consciousness is what you need to do. Because does is that puts you in a state of fifth density. And
correct.
So that's what you want to do.
And, all right, so we have been talking about raising frequencies throughout the call and awareness. And part of that, of course, is you raise your frequency levels, your consciousness, your increased elevation of opening up the third eye and being fully conscious or super conscious, that is the role in terms of meditation or going into, going into healing, more getting more healed, but through yourself and the people that you attract to do that with each other. But I don't could you be a little bit more specific about how you feel raising consciousness, how to raise your consciousness level? What would you say?
Most importantly, go out in Mother Nature. As I've always said, always go out into Mother Nature whenever you meditate. That puts you in a higher state of fifth density than just meditation.
Because Mother Earth is already fifth density.
Correct.
Indeed. That is why it's helpful to be out in nature. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is so.
All right. So it starts with self, I guess, everyone, in terms of raising frequencies. So once we can do that, become more higher the frequency, the more conscious you become, one becomes, right? And as you move higher and higher in that direction, you know, and you do that with oneself first and then affect others in that way. And then as you go that way, you'll intuitively also have a better understanding of what avenue to go with as far as helping the rest of, you know, your friends and families and community, et cetera. So I've got all of our panelists here except for Dr. Berry that's already had to leave. So from our panelists, do you have any questions at all for Zora at this time?
Yeah, I would just like to ask Zora, and Q mentions that as well, Zora, you know, what is it that excites us? What is our passion? What is, and go there and stay there as much as possible. Stay in that high frequency, whatever passion we have. I mentioned a little bit earlier, you know, the mess that we're in right now globally, and we the people allowed that to happen because of our lack of involvement and participation all along the way for generations. And so by staying in our highest joy, excitement, passion, we still need to take some responsibility, or is that enough if we stay there? Like, I'm just, you know, correcting the political situation. Do we need to get out there on the boards and get involved, you know, with the municipalities and so on and so forth? I mean, it seems like we've allowed this to happen because we didn't get out there and get involved and participate and do the right thing and have the leaders doing the right thing. We didn't. We weren't there speaking out. And so I love that, you know, the stay in your excitement, in your joy. But this call was kind of about how do we reach out to the masses and how do we correct this situation?
Well, I would say is to emphasize to be out in Mother Nature. That's what it all stems to, because understand that Mother Nature is your roots. You understand, right?
Yeah, love it.
I think the other question, Zora, that Stan is stating is that shall we get involved, you know, whether or not it's, you know, in the communities as well or not, and just stay with our own, you know, helping ourselves to, or whatever, wherever we're at, to do that, to raise frequency. Should we get out there to do what we're trying to do right now on our call for today, and that is to affect change that's already at play right now. Whether it's political or financial or economical or healthcare, do we go out there as well if we feel that, or do you feel that we need to do that or not?
Wouldn't hurt.
I mean, we talked a little bit about this conversation that you and I had before this call in regards to now we have an supposedly coming forth with more jabs that are going to be coming out possibly again to put fear into people. And then you've got the economy that is still really a huge thing for a lot of people right now because they've lost their jobs, et cetera, et cetera. How do we help pick them up and to help them to awaken so that they can also increase their own frequencies to a better and higher level of understanding of what that is. It's to be able to wake them up so they know they don't have to stay in 3D, and then they can evolve even more just to understanding that, then they can wake up more and more, but coming from a 3D point of view instead of us doing, which we, I think we're already all doing, is really to continue our work on a personal level to increase our frequencies. Do you think we should do that? Do you think we should get involved more in terms of what is happening presently in the economies, in the political system, in healthcare, et cetera? Well, we are in 3D reality. Usually you're not usually, I know that you like to kind of stay in the fifth density understanding of where things really are, but we're working to also trying to lift people from the 3D by becoming involved in it from a higher level of frequency, which I know we can.
True.
Okay. I think.
Well, we see it here. We see it here. We see it here. When we as a people become complacent and whatever, these seats on all these boards, they get filled up with the like of the WEF. They have their agenda, and they promote it, and so a lot of the situation we're in is a result of we the good people, we didn't do our part, you know, and so
right.
They infiltrated and so on and so forth. So I think if Dr. Tom said before, God wins, and we've already won. And
right.
Zora and Q always say, and I just absolutely love it, find your passion. What is your passion? And stay there and stay in the joy and the peace and the harmony and the love.
Got it.
And
thank
so,
I
don't know. I scratched my head over this. The last thing I want to do is get into politics. But sometimes, it looks like we allowed it to happen. And do we? It's a good question. Anyways, I don't know if I have an answer, but.
All right, Stan. Let's see. Dr. Tom, you have any? We only have like 2 minutes left, so I'm not going to ask any more questions. I just want to say thank you. I think for everyone that is listening, you can answer these questions on your own, and you can use your own higher understanding in terms of what you feel that you feel in a passion for to do. You know, so for myself, I feel like I could be in both worlds. I feel I could be here with family who are not understanding, you know, the other side of where the truth is, and I can let them be and send them love. I can also go forward and say, hey, I am going to go and drop by a few offices that I'm familiar with and tell them, hey, do you, and ask a question. It's going to be on a, and I will, it's going to be a flyer. Because I want to send this out to some other areas, not just to healthcare people. Okay. Hey, listen, Zora, we need a 54321, please. And again, thank you everyone for being here on this call. This call is going to be, again, streaming through BBS, and we'll have another call similar, maybe a different subject, and we look forward to seeing all of you there. Zora, we would love to be able to have your last words and a 54321, please.
Remember always that you are gods and goddesses. And that is reality.
Okay, and five?
Four, three, two, one, receive.
Five, four, three, two, one, we all receive. And from the gods and goddesses of our beings, we are in full joy and excitement and peace and harmony, and we know it. Thank you, everyone, for being here on this call to listen. Thank you to our panelists once more. We really appreciate your feedback and your thoughts about how to be able to, and just being here with your beautiful energy, and for people to be able to listen to your words. Thank you, and your energy. Thank you, Dr. Tom, Stan, Terry, Dr. Beery. We love you. Thank you for being here on this very special call for today. And our call is over. So thank you so much.